Aircheckdownloads.com.
As Tom Grennan and All These Nights from BBC Radio Leeds. Good afternoon to you. It is Bank Holiday Monday. This is John Foster here for the next couple of hours. West Yorkshire Sport from 6. And then Griffo is here from 6 o'clock through 7 o'clock, rather, through the evening. All right. As you heard, NASA's Artemis 1 moon rocket has been postponed. They got, well, onto the countdown, didn't they? But they've had a problem with one of the engines. And it was due to take off at about 1:30 our time from the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral in Florida, but was called off by the launch director moments before. All right. Which is a shame. I've been in Florida, and, you know, most of us been on holiday to Florida to see Mickey Mouse and things like that. And you've maybe gone across to the Cape. And it's amazing, isn't it? Isn't it just an absolutely brilliant, brilliant place? And I've been in Florida when the space shuttle took off. I mean, that's how old I am. I mean, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, you know? 36. But yes, and just seeing it take off is just absolutely incredible. So that's a shame. So that's been postponed. So if you were wanting an update on that, there you are. It's been postponed. It was called off due to one of the issues, an issue with one of the engines, all right? The NASA's Artemis 1 moon rocket launch. Ahead of a manned flight in a 2 years' time, something like that, wasn't it? Again, the whole Apollo thing is just brilliant. I've seen Apollo 13 that many times, I could probably do the lines better than Tom Hanks. Seriously. Seriously. I'm going to go around bouncing off the walls to come back here. All right. Let's work the problem, people. Right. So we're going to head off in a bit to the Leeds West Indian Carnival, which again is back after a couple of years and the pandemic and everything around Chapeltown and also Potter Newton Park in the city too. Hi to you if you're round and about the Keighley-Worth Valley Railway. They're having a big day today as well, which is absolutely fantastic too. So there's quite a lot going on across West Yorkshire this afternoon. And we'll keep you updated with that in just, well, 20 minutes time. We'll keep it rolling for you. We'll also keep a check on the road, see how they're doing. And at 17 minutes past two, this absolute classic from Chaka Khan on BBC Radio Leeds. This is BBC Radio Leeds, 25 past two on this Bank Holiday Monday afternoon with me, John Foster. Hope you're okay today. Thanks for listening as well. If you want to get in touch, tell us what you're doing on your Bank Holiday Monday afternoon. We're on 81333. Start your message with the word Leeds if you want to send us a text, or I'm on john.foster@bbc.co.uk. Well, what's been happening? Because when it becomes like a bank holiday, you seem to lose... It's like around Christmas, isn't it? New Year, you tend to lose track of what day it is. See, yesterday I thought it was Thursday, all day yesterday. I woke up this morning thinking it was Tuesday. I know it's all madness, isn't it? But some of the things you may have missed, if you're an EastEnders fan... Do we have the EastEnders drums anywhere? Have you seen who's returning? Ricky! Ricky Butch is returning. Sid Owen is going to be taking on the character again after 10 years away from the soap. Goodness me. I'm heavily into Coronation Street again at the minute. I'm watching it. This is, are you ready for this? Showbiz name, Clang. The guy who plays Stu Carpenter, you know, the beard and the white hair, is an actor called Bill Fellows. I've known Bill for years. Years and years and years and years and years. And he's in it, so I suddenly started watching Coronation Street. I know, friend of the stars, and a well-known groovy person, that's me. So yeah, I'm into Curry at the moment, but it'd be interesting to see if, you know, Sid comes back and stays. Don't know how long he's going to stay for as Ricky Butcher. So we will have to see. We will have to see what happens with that. So yeah, we'll talk about that again a little bit later on. What else has been making the news? Vaping. Are you a vapor? Vaping has reached record levels, apparently. 4.3 million people are now active vapors, according to a new report. And I don't know if you saw, but the masked dancer, not the masked singer, but the masked dancer is going to be on our TV screens. And who is in that on the panel? Go on. Peter Crouch. Seriously. And apparently his kids are more impressed with him being in that. Crazy! Aircheckdownloads.com.